Art Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer and Peter and Eric Nordstrom of department store fame have joined lead investor Chris Hansen in this project. Not a real surprise?
Not a real surprise. Steve Ballmer has been engaged fully in this project behind the scenes, and Chris Hansen has taken the public lead, but Ballmer's a big basketball fan. He was a season ticket holder and in 2008 was part of the team that attempted to offer money to the city to renovate Key Arena in order to keep the Sonics in Seattle, a bid that ultimately failed. But I think everyone who knew him and understood the scene expected Ballmer to be a prime player in this. No surprise either that the Nordstroms are here. Peter Nordstrom was part of the old ownership group under Howard Schultz and voted no on the sale of the Sonics to Oklahoma City. The timing of it is intriguing because this is a very carefully orchestrated PR campaign to put pressure on the King County Council and the City of Seattle because they're both deliberating on the arena project. At the same time, the old Sonics, the Thunder, are in the NBA Finals this week, and the angst could not be more intense in Seattle among sports fans who care about this because their 41-year passion is being thrown back in their face, mocked by the Thunder's presence in the league's championship series. So there's a lot of focus on this, and it's being driven by the NBA agenda here, not so much to help Seattle, but because things have changed in the NBA landscape about available teams.
That's right. In addition to the Sacramento Kings, there were some other teams that were in play, but that's not the case anymore.
Yes, the New Orleans Hornets have been purchased. The NBA owned the team for a couple of years, and they sold it to the guy who owns the New Orleans Saints in the NFL. Another team that was believed to be a little vulnerable was the Memphis Grizzlies, the former Vancouver Grizzlies, but they were purchased this week. So these teams are coming off the market because the NBA franchises now are considered a reasonable purchase by really rich guys because the new collective bargaining agreement that's come into play, which took a lockout to get and was only resolved in December, has made it plausible for NBA Commissioner David Stern to say with a straight face that in 2 or 3 years, all of you will break even. And that's something that couldn't be said over the last decade and was part of the problem for sustaining the Sonics in Seattle. So now these teams are no longer vulnerable to being moved. And I think the Seattle options are down to Sacramento. It may be the Kings or nothing for quite some time. And that prompted, I think, a visit from our mayor.
That's right. He met with David Stern before the finals started this week. And he was pretty cryptic about exactly what they talked about. Do you have some theories?
Yeah, well, if I were the mayor and I put all my political capital, or at least a lot of it, on this arena project, I'd want to know one thing. Is Chris Hansen going to be able to find a team to fill that arena? David Stern is not going to tell him yes or no, but he's got to give McGinn a reading on the landscape. And if McGinn doesn't ask that question, he's making a big mistake.
And then all this is coming ahead of Chris Hansen addressing both the city and county councils next week.
Right. There's lots going on. It's been a very intense period here, all culminating in votes probably for August on whether to accept the agreement, as Hansen has put it, or to postpone it. Or maybe even put it up, oh, God forbid, for a public vote.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.